Are you looking for a deeper connection this Lenten season? Join us for a daily journey through the Good News, Grace for All Devotions for Lent 2026. This new book offers personal reflections on the life of Christ and the good news he brought to us. It's more than just a book. It's a companion to the daily podcast devotions we are launching on Ash Wednesday, February 18th. Whether you prefer a digital screen or holding a book in your hands, it's available on Amazon as a paperback, hardback, or ebook. Let this message resonate in your life this year. Pick up your copy on Amazon today.
Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
More of you, less of me. Scripture today is John 3:30. He must become greater, I must become less. In this scripture, John the Baptist is recognizing that his ministry and notoriety will be diminishing as Jesus' ministry begins. The brash desert preacher is happy to now take a back seat to the Messiah. When I was a teenager, my brother lived in a communal home referred to as the Jesus House in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Our family once had an opportunity to visit the house and meet the residents. It was quite an experience to see a group of young people immersed in the mission of following Jesus. On one occasion later, my brother brought the leader of the house to Maryville to visit my family. When I greeted him, I'll never forget that he said, "You look more like Jesus every time I see you." I was so proud of that, something that probably should have been a real red flag. But I was new in my faith, and my love language has always been words of affirmation. I mean, who wouldn't want to hear that? For me, new life in Christ means more than a beginning, but rather a constant evolution towards the goal of more of you, less of me. I should always be working to morph into a state where I'm a reflection of Christ to the world, rather than a really good version of me. In reality, I'll admit that it still feels good to be recognized for the good that I do, the good that I give, and the good that I have become. I'm afraid that I haven't quite tipped the scales to John's declaration of he must become greater, I must become less. So how do we make this reality for ourselves? The new life for each of us should become a daily striving to achieve what Paul wrote about in the very familiar Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. I struggled a bit with what this means in practice, but the Message translation explains to me better what is meant by a living sacrifice. It says, "So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him." If we can make this a consistent daily practice, I believe we can begin to see the scales start to tip towards more of you, less of me. Let's pray together. Father God, I want to better reflect your love in every aspect of my everyday living. Help me to always seek the new life in Christ that you desire for me so that only your light shines through me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Charlie Barton.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.